Friends, welcome back to Create Your Pathway. I'm Rory. I'm your host. I'm here talking to real people in real jobs so you can know what they're really like. And today I'm talking to my friend Kayon Watson for the field of human services. So human services is like this broad range of careers that essentially involve serving and helping people. This includes everything from childcare, social services, and charity organizations, any organizations that are dealing with fighting poverty or hunger. And Kayon works for an organization called Oxfam, which is a really large NGO. So NGO stands for non-governmental organization, what you might think of as a nonprofit. And many nonprofits that are mission-driven are human services organizations that they're helping to deal with a very human need. So food banks, homeless shelters, tuition assistance, job placement organizations, organizations that exist to fight homelessness, to fight human trafficking, to help fight hunger and poverty. These organizations do a lot of unglamorous behind-the-scenes work to help get people back on their feet and raise awareness about a lot of problems that people face in our society. You're gonna hear Kayon talk about a lot of the different kinds of things that her organization addresses and her role working in the organization to support a lot of other staff members. This is another one of those pathways. It's definitely for you if you're passionate about helping people. So let's jump into the interview. Kayon, thank you so much for being willing to talk with me. You work for a non-government organization, NGO, called Oxfam. Tell us your title and then also give us a little bit of like, what does a day in the life look like?
Sure. So my title is Senior Face-to-Face Fundraising Coordinator. It's a nonprofit, so we actually help fight hunger and poverty and injustice around the world, over 90 countries. My role is to coordinate between our fundraising managers, recruit people to do fundraising, work with the team that processes the money that comes in for the programs, making sure that our fundraisers have the right information on our international programs. So I'm doing training sometimes. It looks like me handling people's payroll, making sure they get their bonuses paid, making sure that bills are paid, a little bit of finance, making sure we're keeping to budgets. And also it looks like me creating portions and communication for our web pages, in addition to communicating what's happening to our senior leadership team of the organization. So I, as a coordinator, I'm coordinating amongst multiple departments daily, and that's usually by email. And now that we're in COVID times, is a lot is it by Zoom, video calls as well, keeping in touch with our team, and a lot of operational pieces. So that's like the visual of what my day-to-day looks like. My hand is in multiple places, making sure that we're all streamlining towards making the donations come in and that they go to the right programs to help fund and support fighting issues and injustice around the world.
It sounds like you have a lot of detail-oriented work and a lot of different kinds of like small things. It probably helps to do that work knowing that you're working for an organization that's like fighting for a cause that you believe in.
Yes, it does. And so a lot of this is project management. You have a lot of different activities that are happening at the same time, and you need to be able to see the beginning and the end in order to make sure you get there. And it's also fulfilling for me because I know that my work is making a tangible difference in people's lives. And so some of our programs, we work with small farmers and rural villages around the world. We work with people learning to advocate for their rights so that if a government's not supporting them, they know how to speak up for themselves. We also learn how to help children to go to school that maybe can't afford it. So it's making a real impact, and I'm really grateful, and I feel blessed that I'm able to do that in my day-to-day detailed work.
And so you mentioned that part of the background that got you to this point is you did some volunteering. What are some of the things that are like choices you made that sort of got you on the path to get you where you are, even if you didn't know it at the time?
Yeah. So I remember being in high school and knowing that I really loved people. I loved being around people and learning about different cultures and people that were just different than myself. So that was one thing I realized about myself, is that I had a passion for people. And then I had a lot of opportunities to then volunteer and go on service trips locally, but also internationally. So that also opened up my mind to see that, hey, I actually like cultures. I like traveling. I like learning about things that are wrong and how I can help make them right for other people. And so the volunteering opportunities helped open my eyes to see that what I naturally was good at, what I naturally enjoyed, what was fun for me. From that, I went to university. I left with a communications degree and took classes about international business, spoke with a lot of people that were like great mentors. So I highly encourage mentorship. Find those adults in your life that care about
you. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and they care about where you want to go in life. And so the exposure to other people and other cultures, realizing what made me naturally joyful and what I was naturally good at, getting the education of a bachelor's, and then also volunteering with nonprofits helped me to see that I actually like this or I didn't like this about it.
Yeah, and so Oxfam is like one of the largest, I mean, it's a really big, huge global NGO, mm-hmm. but there are nonprofits of all kinds of sizes, and there are nonprofits right here in where I, like Northeast Mississippi, where I live, that are local, and like a ton of those have different volunteer opportunities. You can also talk to people that work there, right, and just ask, like, what's it like trying to work for the mission that you're working for? Can I come volunteer, check something out? What are some of the qualities that you have as an individual that you feel like help you find success in this job?
You have to be resilient, meaning that you have to be able to be resourceful when things may not be as accessible to you, whether that's finances or if it's people to help. You are thinking in strategic ways, like what can we do with the little that we do have? I think also you have to be really great at communications, whether that's interpersonal, you're talking one-on-one, or communications in writing, or is it communications in video or media? Being open and having a natural curiosity to keep communication flowing in the organization or with others externally. Telling your story. You have to be actually really good at telling the stories of what your mission is about as well. One of the differences with businesses and nonprofits or NGOs is that with a business, you're selling a product typically or service. With a nonprofit, you're selling a story. And it might sound weird, like selling a story, but that's one of the ways it runs is donations. So
good at absolutely
not being afraid to know that your money is being put to some good use.
Yeah. So selling that story, the story of the impact that you're having on like a specific problem in the world. And usually the way we talk about that problem is through the lens of the specific people we serve and a couple of impact stories, right? So you mentioned you're coordinating between a ton of different kinds of departments. What are other examples of skill sets that like a nonprofit needs from people? Because there's a ton of different skill sets. Mm-hmm. You could have gone to school for a lot of different things and probably mm-hmm. still found a way to work for something like Oxfam, right? So give us some other examples. If I don't know very much about NGOs or nonprofits, and remember NGO stands for non-governmental organization, and that term is used for nonprofits that mm-hmm. typically span, like have offices around the world. So if it's just a local organization, we call it a nonprofit usually, although it is an NGO. But so anyways, mm-hmm. what I'm trying to get at is what are the other different kinds of skill sets, even that just you work with on a regular basis or that you see in Oxfam?
Yeah. So literally every skill that you would need or you find in any kind of organization, you can find it in a nonprofit. So if you are into data analytics, meaning you love science, you love computer science, that is it's a huge need in the nonprofit world because you have a lot of information, a lot of donors' information, for example, like where they live and how much they're giving, and you need someone to be able to compute all of that and to make sense of the numbers. Definitely finance. So if you're really skilled at finance, budgeting, making sure you hit your goals, that's a huge need in nonprofit world. Also, if you are really great at relationships, because one of the ways that people feel comfortable to give is through relationships. So we call those people major gift officers or someone that is a relationship management officer. You need someone that is in just leadership. If you're really good at organizing teams, that is a key need for nonprofits. And because you work with various personalities and groups, leadership skills are huge for that. Director, basically, is another word for it. Also thinking about marketing. If you are really great at making graphics, if you have a passion for writing great content for social media.
Making videos, storytelling.
Making videos, exactly. Yeah. Videos are huge in the nonprofit world. So that is another avenue. Basically, the design and the communications aspect of it. I would even say training. If you're really great at training, if you're great at teaching, this is another space that's necessary for the nonprofit world because you need to be able to train people on what is our mission, how do we do our mission well that's different from other people. And that training could be literally you go to the soup kitchen, this is how you get the team ready. This is where you put the food. This is how you close the office. Like, that is also part of training. So those are just some of the many different skills that's of how you can enter into being in the nonprofit industry.
And as you mentioned, Oxfam has places all over the world that you can apply to jobs for from the U.S. if you want to travel, get some experience living overseas, which you and I have both spent significant time overseas in different places, and it's just an amazing experience. It helps to change you in so many ways. Does Oxfam have opportunities for high schoolers to go on trips, things like that? Maybe you could talk about some of that.
Yeah, well, so for Oxfam, we definitely have a lot of opportunities for high schoolers and preteens in terms of donating, volunteering. So we have something called Hunger Banquets, where you get together a group of friends, we basically help you to walk in the space of someone that doesn't have enough, adequate food. And you get together, you learn about facts and statistics of others around the world and why food shortages exist and famine exists and what you can do to help support it. You also have different Oxfam clubs that you could start at your school. And it's basically bringing awareness about the work that Oxfam does. Locally, you can volunteer. And that could be volunteering with writing letters to Congress, as we do have a DC office advocating for different rights of those that are marginalized in the United States as well. So in college, there are a myriad of internships that you could take. For example, we had an internship. There's an issue with large mineral companies, like gold, diamond companies, going to lesser developed countries and taking land and pushing people off of those lands that have been in for generations. And so an intern was the Mining and Justice Department, and they were helping doing research on these companies and building the portfolio so that our public campaigns director could take it and run with it. We also have internships when it comes to our digital team. You could be the person that is bringing together material for social media that will help us in our campaigns overall goals, or a text messaging campaign. So you literally can intern in multiple departments on multiple different issues. I'd encourage anyone in college, start interning in any nonprofit that you just have a natural knack for and you have a natural interest with. Typically, they will take the help.
There's a lot of ways that with local or national nonprofits that you can learn how to advocate for a cause, try to organize a video viewing session where you watch something and then talk about an issue. You can write letters to your newspaper or to your student newspaper. You can get practice spreading the word on social media, creating videos about things that you care about. And then once you get to college, it sounds like there's a lot of different career tracks you could take and then go use those skills inside of a nonprofit rather than somewhere else. But then in college in particular, getting some of those internships or volunteering, or if you can do a study abroad in college, that gives you the chance to experience living in another culture and figuring out, do I want to invest more significant time in this? I know that people like Oxfam and others that we've worked with, they've got sometimes even year-long programs or longer that you can do once you graduate from college. To just really get a sense for what it's like to live cross-culturally and live in, and see how people live in other parts of the world, which can really motivate the work that you do. Okay, so Kayon, what advice would you have for students listening to this? They're a long way away from finding a job, and they may not even have any idea what they want to do, but you're like, what else would you say to help you keep becoming the kind of person that might be a good fit in this human services category later on?
I would say stay curious, stay asking questions, stay learning self-awareness. So realize what are the things that you naturally love? What are the things that people compliment you on? Like, oh, you're such a great organizer, or you're such a great listener. Be aware of the things that you're really good at, and then see who are those people that are doing things similar in the world that I could align with. I'm always a big advocate for just asking for people's time. So, hey, can I have 30 minutes of a coffee break just to ask you questions about what you do in the world, what you do in your job. Oftentimes when people see a young person wanting to pursue and ask questions, they usually are pretty kind and they do give them their space and their attention. So that's a huge thing. Keep learning, keep watching documentaries or videos about issues and causes in the world that you like a lot, and then see who are those nonprofits that are doing the work. Follow them on social media, get on their newsletters so that you're always becoming aware of what is happening. So, as you get older, oh, I want to join this, or I want to be a part of this, because you've already been doing the work of cultivating awareness and curiosity.
Or maybe you could start your own. I just talked to somebody else who started her own nonprofit, and there's plenty of problems in the world and needs all the help that we can get. And sometimes the thing you want to do is just start your own and join people with the cause.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it's nowadays not that hard to start your own organization. Just help with the legal things. And if you have a passion, a mission and support, you can make it happen. Definitely.
Kayon, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk with me. This has been a great conversation. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you as well, Rory.